The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Hey, if you've missed any of our shows on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or otherwise, you can listen to us online. Just look for Pointing You Home, again, on Spotify or iHeartRadio. You can also go to ericstewartgroup.com to listen to our shows there if you'd like to listen to them online. Or you can download any of our free guides on how to get your house ready to sell, how to downsize, and much more. Today, we're going to talk a bit differently. Yes, not with a different accent, not with a different voice. No, we're going to talk a little bit differently about real estate. I want to share a brief story about my life with a residential real estate investment gone bad.
Galveston, oh Galveston.
Okay, so here's the story. It's 2006. I've got a property that I've invested in 2003, 2004 timeframe. I've now sold it for a very nice profit as the rise in real estate values has, you know, we've seen this incredible rise between 2003, 2004, up through 2005. I sell the property. I end up rolling the money through a tax-free exchange, and I'll explain what that means in a moment, into the purchase of another property in Galveston, Texas. The thought behind that was to buy a property that maybe our family could go visit, because that's where my wife generally is from, Houston, Texas, and we maybe go to the beach, maybe spend some time down there in the summers and things like that. So the dream, the whole romance of buying a place was to have a place near the beach that we would go to as a family. Great. Love the romantic idea of it. We flip into this other property. The real estate market goes into a nosedive. As you know, it wasn't just real estate in Galveston, it was nationally and it was locally for me being a local real estate agent. We saw our income drop as a result of the change in the climate. The tide dropped for all the boats, if you understand the analogy. Everybody in the whole real estate industry saw a haircut in their income. So what was genuinely an interest for us in maybe doing something as a family going to Galveston, we figured we probably better put this into rental for that time frame, which we did. We moved into a rental in 2006, right pretty soon after we bought the property. And unfortunately for us, a hurricane hit Galveston Island in 2008, Hurricane Ike, which decimated Galveston Island. Generally speaking, it just wiped houses clear off the map. Dozens and dozens of people just simply disappeared in that storm. And our property, which was built up behind the seawall in an area called Evia, was actually modestly damaged, about $37,000 in wind damage, because the seawall protected from the surge. But the way the island works is the storm crosses over the island and water is kicked up from the bayside and kicked back up against the back of the house, caused damage. Okay, got through that, had to put our tenant up into a hotel. Work through that process, and of course, you know, she's in there, she's paying rent, we're fine, we're satisfied. And actually for us, she was a godsend, because she was in the property for about, I want to say it's about 9 years. So we had stability and income for 9 years with her there. Meanwhile, real estate values really didn't come back in Galveston Island. So the romance, and here's the story really, is we buy oftentimes real estate, we buy it on the romance of what we might do with that. That's where timeshares come in. You buy on the romance of a weekend stay and then a hard sell for you to come back, and it's 2 weeks and it makes sense and it's logical. You can't possibly do better than that. You buy residential real estate because you might go to the beach consistently, or go to the mountains, or go to the ski resort or whatnot. And, you know, if you're carrying a mortgage for owning real estate and it's a second home and you're carrying a mortgage for it, you really want to weigh out whether you should be buying that property or not very, very carefully. I will just say that it was not worth the time. It was not worth the angst. It was not worth the romance died quickly, if you understand. It was like the veil was lifted upon settlement, and I realized, oh no, I think I've made a mistake. But real estate is not a frictionless process. You cannot just sell your property like you can a stock or a bond or a managed future. You cannot just sell it and be done with it and be out of it. It takes time, it takes money, it takes a lot of effort. And so the property became a long-term landlord hold for us until this year. Finally, the property did sell for above what we'd paid for it. We got out of it. We were depreciating the property over the last 13 years, which did help us with our taxes. But rather than flipping what we had in the property into another tax-free exchange, we decided it was better to just pay the tax on the gain and on what we had depreciated and call it a day. And I'm telling you, I feel like a free man not having to deal with that. So it's a great feeling. Just be careful. I love real estate. You know, that's what I do all the time. We've sold almost 100 homes this year, so we love selling houses. But I'm cautious now as a real estate agent. I'm cautious even more so with my clients in taking on debt, making decisions to buy real estate, and not understanding the fullness of the responsibility, and also just kind of puncturing the balloon of what do you think is going to be and what it actually will be. When it comes to real estate in the DMV, we're seeing prices fairly stable in spite of the fact that we've seen some shakeup in the stock market recently. Interest rates have dropped. We've seen the 10-year Treasury almost at 2% over the past 2 weeks. What a dramatic change in environment in just 8 months. We were almost at 5% interest rates. We're now back to about 3.5% to 3.75% interest rates. This should drive the real estate market into healthy territory. We're going to see a kick up in demand for real estate as affordability has improved. At the same time, as the market is not quite as strong as it has been, there's better inventory for buyers at a time when rates have dropped, and we hopefully will see more long-term purchases, not just investors buying. We'll see long-term purchases and see stability. I'm personally believing the real estate market in the D.C. area is going to continue to be very healthy. If you haven't noticed, Arlington is a hot spot. We've seen prices up 10% in the last year in parts of Arlington near National Landing. I have a client of mine who contacted me, asked me again, should we be selling? Last year, I said, don't sell, just wait for the effect. Asked me again, hey, we're up 10%. Should we sell? The answer is no, because it's not like the engine's broken. It's not like the economy has failed. We're in an economy here where you've got a major driver by a international conglomerate that happens to be one of the most profitable companies in the whole globe now, Amazon, that is relocating into the area. They are going to continue to grow. They're going to continue to do well. Sure, they're going to face antitrust legislation against them if they continue to creep into every area of our lives, and that's appropriate. But they're going to continue to be a major force as they have restructured how we buy and sell, as eBay has done and as others have done. So don't sell that property in National Landing area quite yet, okay? If you're looking for something fun to do, there are 4 renovated parks that are available, and I just want to mention these to you. Arlington County has got 4 newly renovated parks. If you're looking for something fun, Fairlington Park Playground opened in March, includes a redesign and reconstruction of all the playground equipment. And Glen Irland Park also recently opened with new picnic structures surrounded by forest land. Definitely check that out. It's also in compliance now with the American with Disabilities Act standards. So if you have someone who is challenged physically to get in and out of a park, check Glen Irland. And it's an interesting spelling on this if you're not familiar with it. It's G-L-E-N and then Early, E-A-R-L-Y, the letter N at the end. Glen Early and then N, Glen Irland is how it's pronounced. Also, McCoy Park, no ribbon cutting quite yet, but wedged between Lee Highway and I-66 is got a realigned sidewalk, seating deck with tables, and a place to hang out. Lastly, Dawson Terrace Park, which hasn't reopened quite yet, but will be soon. I mean, it's later this spring, which is like now. 2 small courts at the site to be replaced with a single lighted ball court for basketball, volleyball, other court games. Check it out. Also, Bethesda, one of my favorite parks growing up as a kid, Cabin John Park, Porky the Litter Eater, okay? If you've never been to Cabin John Park and you've got little kids, you've got to go to Cabin John Park because there is a pig there called Porky the Litter Eater. And there's a brick-built shack where the face of a pig is sticking out of the face of it. And so you've got this face of a giant pig. It's plaster Paris concrete type face. Cute. And the mouth is a place where you would stick your trash, and there's a vacuum inside this little shack that sucks the things out of your hand. So it's like the pig is eating from your hand. As a kid, I would bring my trash to the park, and then you talk about playgrounds, phenomenal playgrounds, and there's a little train that you can take around the park. That's a lot of fun. Some fun things to do that at the Cabin John Park. What are the things that homeowners insurance don't cover typically? If you don't know about flooding, flooding insurance is important. If you have a drain that backs up, I will tell a quick story of my life. Back in around 1994, 1995, I lived in Kensington, Maryland, and I had a home there that had the sewer pipe to the street backed up because a tree had broken through the pipe with its branches. And so the water backed up into the basement. Now, fortunately, I had coverage in case of a backup in the sewer drain. Not all insurance provides that. That covered me for several thousand dollars worth of damage. It was an unfinished basement at the time, and definitely helped to recover the cost of some items that I had that were destroyed by the water. You might want to consider, in our area, we really haven't needed earthquake damage coverage locally. I would think that going forward, there are some places that will want to have earthquake damage coverage, such as the National Cathedral. Normal wear and tear, most homeowners insurance doesn't cover for that. If you have infestation from termites, you don't get coverage of that. My recommendation on the termite inspections is not to get involved in long-term contracts with termite companies necessarily. If you're going to get treatment, you don't need to have an inspection done every year typically after that. I'm not an attorney. I'm just saying as a real estate agent. Plus, a lot of times termite companies will ramp up the cost each year for your inspection. And if you call a different company to come in, they'll do a fresh inspection for a lot less. Okay, well, that wraps it for the first half of Pointing You Home. When I get back, I'm very happy to be joined by Gary and Emily Correll, who are clients of ours and are selling a beautiful 1960s single-family home in Potomac, Maryland. I want to mention this house and the benefits of all-out solar panel coverage on the top. We'll be right back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back to Pointing You Home. I've got Gary and Emily Correll with me today. These are clients of ours. We're selling their current home in Potomac, Maryland at 1295 Bartonshire Way. I want you to take a moment as you're listening to the show. Pull this up online right now at ericstewartgroup.com. Pull up this property. It was built in 1965 in Potomac Woods Subdivision. Feeds the Richard Montgomery High School District, one of the top 100 high schools in the country, according to Newsweek magazine. It also is the Ritchie Park Elementary District. One of my favorite places as a kid growing up was playing soccer back on the soccer field at Ritchie Park as a kid and learning to become a goalkeeper. And so it was a great time, lovely, lovely time. Julius West Middle School, parks nearby, the Potomac Woods Park. We have Gary and Emily in to talk about their home and what makes it special. Colonial home, $650,000 in Potomac, Maryland. How is that possible, Gary?
Well, I think it's a situation where the Potomac Woods area was sort of a little piece of Potomac in the north end. We found the area because we really liked the neighborhood side of it. Our neighbors had kids the same age as ours, which we sent through all those school systems. And we found it just a great place to live.
And the location in terms of proximity to 270 is fantastic. The pool, too, Potomac Woods Pool, is one of the best and revered pools in Montgomery County. Tennis courts, place for having picnics at the pool, and certainly right near the St. Raphael's Catholic Church, which is across the street. So it's a location that's easily accessed. Emily, the house features that really stand out to you, what would you say are the reasons why you've loved living this home?
Well, when the children were young, it was a good place for me to be in the kitchen and I could still see what they were doing in the family room. There's a little bit of a rise, a couple of steps, so I was up above, so I could see them quite well, but not be hovering over them. There's enough room in the kitchen to do what I needed to do. They had room to watch television, do homework, etc., then later with the computer. And also, when we added the pantry, I loved having the pantry. It gave us so much more storage space.
So this is a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, split colonial. It's called the Piedmont Model, built in Potomac Woods in 1965, and offers, by size, a tremendous amount of space, altogether close to 3,000 square feet on all levels. You have a carport, and you've got a Tesla charging system in the carport. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we put solar panels on the roof because energy efficiency has always been a real interest of mine. I used to work for the power company.
Mm-hmm.
And we upgraded all the insulation in the house to almost double what the standard code requirement is. We then replaced all the windows in the house with triple pane, you know, R cube, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Stuff. And then on top of that, I put an owned silicon solar panel system, which basically during the summer months completely wipes out our electric bills, and during the winter months helps at all. So it saves us somewhere in the order of about $1,200 a year on power cost. And then a couple years ago, I decided, I'll just go ahead and wire in a car charging unit, which is now in our carport, and I bought a Tesla. So as part of that, I get free energy for my car out of it as well. And hopefully a new owner will enjoy that too.
Let me point out the specific benefit of this fully owned solar system. This is a $30,000 system that comes with no lease to it. Any production of energy off the system is 100% beneficial to the owner of the property. So it's $650,000. If you were to think about borrowing $20,000 at current interest rates, it would be pretty commensurate with the savings that you're getting. So you're actually really, you're getting $650,000 house, you're getting about $1,200 a year in benefit, which is essentially covering $20,000 to $25,000 in your mortgage payment by virtue of what your savings. So you chose to do this because of your heart, your desire to benefit our environment, benefit your pocketbook long term. Were those the only reasons?
Well, clearly, there's a financial benefit, and I'm a numbers guy, so we ran the numbers out for, you know, over the life of the system, and in particular, if you assume the electric rates are going to continue to go up, the system gets more and more valuable every year. In addition to that, we really felt, you know, that it was important that we try to do our part for the environment. Another piece of that is we took the fireplace, built in a recirculating air wood-fired system to it, so during the winter, when the sun doesn't shine, we burn firewood and can heat the entire bottom of our house with that as well.
And there is still firewood there that's seasoned for the new owner.
Yep.
Fantastic. In fact, the firewood is $650,000, but the house is free.
Exactly.
Okay, so Gary, some of the upgrades, the appliances, the floors, the baths, tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, one thing we do is we went through several years ago because we knew we eventually were going to downsize, and as our kids moved out, and so we replaced all the appliances with standard up-to-date systems, gas-fired new oven and range, refrigerator. We also replaced the heating, the gas heating system and the air conditioning system. We also had the floors, are all hardwood floors now throughout, refinished, and we completely redid the bathrooms.
You sure did. The bathrooms are gorgeous. And the fact you've got a third full bath in the basement means that if somebody's having a party in the basement, the kids are downstairs, they don't have to run upstairs and dirty the powder room, right? So
it was also a good place for if you're having visitors who might not want to be in an upstairs guest room, they can have their own suite in the basement.
Of course, when the in-laws showed up, I relegated them to the in-law suite in the basement as well.
Well, the outside is also just as pretty as the inside. Emily, you've put a lot of time into planting flowers, and there's a lot of wildlife that we see in the yard. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, over the years, we kept adding a few more daffodils each year, a few more azaleas each year, a few more hellebores, which the deer don't eat, which are quite lovely, and they're not that many in this area. So you see them when you have, well, not that many other things are blooming. We also brought some things from when we moved here, so there's some unusual flowers in the front especially. They're called rose campions and some other things. Mm. But, and of course, Gary's been adding paths along the way too. So our wooded area has a handmade path, mm-hmm. and last year we put a handmade path on one side of the house.
Yeah, also, I hate mowing the grass, so we kept taking grass out and putting natural plants and wooded area in.
Definitely. Minimal grass to grow, or rather mow. You've got raised garden beds.
I was going to say, yeah, part of moving that grass is that we put 5 raised garden beds along the side and the sunny side of the house, mm-hmm. which we now have a 6-year asparagus bed, which produces a lot, mm-hmm. as well as all sorts of our vegetables throughout the summer, and mm-hmm. It's a fun place to mess around in.
We've added some vegetables for this summer too, so whoever gets it gets some fresh vegetables.
You get free vegetables.
So this is 1295 Bardenshire Way in the Potomac Woods subdivision. If you'd like to schedule a tour of this property, feel free to reach out to me directly at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. Shoot me an email. I'll arrange the appointment for you. We'll schedule to meet you at the house, and we'll give you a full tour of all the benefits we've described. Feel free to reach out today at eric@ericstewartgroup.com to see 1295 Bardenshire. Anything final from you guys on this?
It was a great house to raise children in, and the neighborhood has getting more and more people with young children or who are starting families of their own.
Open to all, we appreciate your interest. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
The romance of real estate I told you about in the first half of the show, the reality is when you find a home like this house, 1295 Bardenshire Way, a home that you can move into and enjoy and also have it serve your interests through that wonderful solar panel system that Gary and Emily installed. That's it for Pointing You Home. We've got Senior Solutions straight ahead right here on WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.